Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. Our lesson is called The Psychology of To-Do Lists. Well, I wonder if you do to-do lists or if you make to-do lists. A lot of people like to write out to-do lists. That's a list of what you need to do on a certain day or maybe in a certain week. Or it's just what you need to do in your life. So we're going to be talking about how to-do lists can help, or maybe how they're not so helpful. Well, what about you? Do you use to-do lists? Carolyn, do you ever make to-do lists?
I actually make to-do lists fairly often. I find them to be very helpful. So this article is pretty interesting because I do a lot of things that they talk about, and I really like to write to-do lists. It helps me to stay organized and to remember everything that I need to do.
Well, I think they can be helpful. I also write to-do lists sometimes. I don't write them all the time. But I did learn something interesting from today's lesson, or from these 2 days' lessons. And I think that you will too. So let's get started with the psychology of to-do lists.
The psychology of to-do lists. Here's why to-do lists work or don't work. As I write this, a long list of tasks sits on the desk beside me, reminding me what to work on. Many people like me use to-do lists to organize work and manage time. So what makes this method effective? Psychologists have observed that people usually focus on tasks that aren't finished. This tendency may sound helpful, but it isn't always. In one study, people who didn't finish a warm-up activity struggled with later tasks. Their minds were still occupied with the warm-up. Planning how to finish the warm-up removed this distraction, even if they couldn't complete the task.
Hello, friends. This is your word, Lady Ellen. So many things to do, so little time to do it. In today's article, we'll learn how to use the to-do list method to organize our time. Let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day before we begin. Psychology. Psychology is a noun. I'm writing a psychology paper about how stress affects people's attitudes and decisions. Tendency. Tendency is a noun. Frida has a tendency to wait until the last minute to start studying. Concentrate. Concentrate is a verb. Please turn your music down. I'm trying to concentrate. Limitation. Limitation is a noun. This computer program is useful, but it does have several limitations. Overwhelming. Overwhelming is an adjective. I have 4 exams this week, so my schedule is overwhelming. Sounds like an interesting article. Let's look at the article and find out.
Well, it sounds like to-do lists were pretty helpful in that study. But before we get too far into our article, we should look at the title, The Psychology of To-Do Lists. And we have a word right there that we want to talk about, the word psychology. Now, what is psychology, Gabe?
Well, it's a good question. That's the study of our mental processes or behaviors. So, of course, many people are studying how humans behave, why they behave a certain way, and maybe in our relationships to other people, how we behave. So that is psychology. And if you studied this at a university or somewhere, maybe you want to go on to become a psychologist. P-S-Y-C-H-O-L-O-G-I-S-T, a psychologist.
Yes, it's a very interesting word. The P is silent. You don't make a P sound at the beginning of this word, just psychologist. Now, there's also just the whole phrase in our title here, the psychology of something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's the psychology of something, then it's trying to look at how that thing works, to really understand it. And this is actually a kind of common phrase. You see it on a lot of book titles.
That's right. The psychology of, maybe, books. Why do people read books? How do books affect us? That's the psychology of books. What about a certain book, like Harry Potter? It's a very popular book, very popular series. The psychology of Harry Potter. Why do people read Harry Potter as much as they do? Why is it so popular? So you can talk about the psychology of lots of different kinds of things.
You might also have a book on the psychology of raising children, mm-hmm. or the psychology of how you can do something better. Well, our author writes, here's why to-do lists work or don't work. So sometimes to-do lists can be helpful, and other times they really don't do any good.
That's right. Well, let's look at our first sentence here. Our author says, as I write this, a long list of tasks sits on the desk beside me, reminding me what to work on. Okay, so even as she is writing this, she's thinking about her to-do list.
Yes, so her mind is not completely focused on writing the article. She's also thinking about this list of other things she's supposed to do sometime, maybe today or this week, sometime in the future, but she needs to get those things done.
And she continues, many people like me use to-do lists to organize work and manage time. Well, I think that's one of the main reasons why we use to-do lists. Now, I'm not a very organized person. I don't have great time management, and so sometimes to-do lists do help me to do these things.
I really like to-do lists. I find them to be very useful. And she asks a question. So, what makes this method effective? Why are to-do lists helpful? What makes them effective? And psychologists have observed that people usually focus on tasks that aren't finished. And, well, that's usually what I write on my to-do list. I don't write down things I've already done.
No, that's right. But, of course, when you're writing a to-do list, you want to be able to check off what you've already done from the to-do list. Well, she continues, this tendency may sound helpful, but it isn't always. So the tendency to focus on what you haven't done yet. Let's look at that word from our word bank, tendency. Carolyn, what is someone's tendency?
Well, it is what you want to do or what you will probably do, something that you tend to do or mm-hmm. do often. So you might have the tendency of being on time. That means that you are usually on time. It's a habit that you have.
Okay, or you could use it in other ways. I love to play the drums, and it's true. A lot of drummers have the tendency to speed up while we're playing. If you're a drummer, you probably know what I'm talking about. Of course, you shouldn't speed up. You should stay the same speed in a song. But how else could I use this word? Well, I have a tendency here at Studio Classroom to talk a lot. I just keep talking and talking and talking.
Yes, Gabe, you do have that tendency.
Oh, right. Yeah, I do. Your turn, Carolyn.
You
can talk.
Yes, well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Well, let's continue in our article talking about why this isn't always helpful. In one study, people who didn't finish a warm-up activity struggle with later tasks. Their minds were still occupied with the warm-up, so they had trouble moving on because they hadn't finished what they started earlier.
That's right. So in this study, these people were given a warm-up activity, and maybe it wasn't long enough, but they had to do something else, right? Well, they kept thinking about this warm-up activity. They didn't finish. They were occupied with this. Let's look at those that word occupied with Steve and Ken in the information cloud.
A person can be either occupied or preoccupied. Now, Ken, what's the difference?
Well, occupied means filled up or in use. If a seat is occupied, someone is sitting there. If a person is occupied, he or she is involved in some kind of activity or work. You can keep yourself occupied by working on a project.
So, if somebody is occupied, he's busy. Preoccupied, on the other hand, describes a mental condition. If a person is preoccupied, he or she is engrossed or absorbed in thought. If you're planning a wedding, you may get preoccupied with all the details.
And those details occupy your mind.
That's right. So there is some overlap between the two words, especially if you talk about one's mind being occupied. But generally speaking, occupied is concerned about the physical, preoccupied is concerned about the mental.
Occupied 跟 preoccupied 这两个形容词我们可以来做一个区分。Occupied 表示在使用中被占据或者侵占。This seat is already occupied. 这个座位已经有人坐了。Preoccupied 表示全神贯注，很入神的，甚至心事重重的。She seemed preoccupied when I was talking to her. 我跟她讲话的时候，她显得心事重重。因此我们可以说 preoccupied 是形容心理上或头脑的状态。Occupied 是形容物质的状态。但是如果我们讲一个人的头脑被 occupied 占据了，那就等于他是 preoccupied。就像今天课文讲的 ,their minds were still occupied with the warm-up. 他们的心里仍旧被暖身项目所占据。同一句话也可以说 ,they were still preoccupied with the warm-up. 他们仍旧惦念着暖身项目。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. We will try not to be too preoccupied during our lesson, so let's continue reading the next sentence. Planning how to finish the warm-up removed this distraction, even if they couldn't complete the task. So they had this warm-up activity that they needed to do, and they didn't get to finish it. But if they could plan how they would finish it, then they could move on and not be distracted.
And that is how to-do lists can help us. But right now it's time for us to continue learning with Michelle in the language lab. She is also very helpful.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 psychology 这个名词。注意它的 p 是不发音的，念成 psychology。psych 这个字根有灵魂或者是心智的意思。L-O-G-Y 这个字根是指学理或理论的意思，所以加在一起 psychology 就是指心理学。例如 The detective majored in criminal psychology， 这位警探以前是主修犯罪心理学的。他的形容词是 psychological， P-S-Y-C-H-O-L-O-G-I-C-A-L， 意思是心理的。例如 psychological analysis， 心理的分析。接下来我们来看的是 tendency 这个名词。tendency 是指倾向。例如 ,the patient is struggling against suicidal tendencies. 这位病患有自杀的倾向。或者是 ,Tanya has a tendency to avoid conflicts. Tanya 有逃避冲突的倾向。或者是 ,there's a tendency for gold prices to rise when the economy is bad. 金价在经济状况不好的时候有上涨的趋势。
Today we're beginning to talk about the psychology of to-do lists, how they work and why they work, and how sometimes they might not be as helpful as we think they are. Of course, we learned about the tendency for a lot of people to focus on the things they have not yet finished. But Is this always helpful? Well, it's not always a helpful thing, but a very interesting study was done to show that people who planned something were able to concentrate and get things done in a better way. Okay, and to-do lists can help you plan your days. Well, it's time for us to continue learning more about the psychology of to-do lists.
The psychology of to-do lists. Similarly, to-do lists let people plan when to complete tasks not yet finished. That frees their minds to concentrate on the task at hand. But writing a to-do list doesn't guarantee success. This technique has several limitations. Problem: a long list of tasks that need to be done can be overwhelming. When faced with too many choices, people may find it difficult to do anything. Solution: prioritize the items on the list and start with the most important tasks.
Before we get into some of the problems and solutions on to-do lists, let's go back to the beginning of this section. Talking about the study, this is related to it. Similarly, to-do lists let people plan when to complete tasks not yet finished. So the study showed that when people were able to plan out how they would finish something, even if they didn't get to, they were able to move on to another task and focus. And so to-do lists can help you do that as well.
That's right. We continue here because that frees their minds to concentrate on the task at hand. All right. So when you write out what you need to do, you can kind of forget about it for a little while and then concentrate on what you need to do right now. Let's look at our word from the word bank, to concentrate on something. For me, this basically means to focus on something. How could you use that word?
Well, maybe you're really busy or there are lots of things going on around you. Maybe someone is playing very loud music or having a loud conversation, but you need to concentrate. You're trying to do your homework. You want them to be quiet so you can concentrate on what you need to do.
And I think what you could say in that situation is, "I'm sorry, I can't concentrate with all of that noise. Can you please turn it down or go somewhere else?" You could say, "I can't concentrate right now." All right, so here we're talking about concentrating on the task at hand. And what does that mean, Carolyn?
Well, that is a great phrase, the task at hand. And that's the thing that you need to do right now. That's where you should be focusing or concentrating your energy, what you need to be doing.
That's right. So that is the task at hand, what you need to do. You could also say, I'm trying to work on the job at hand. But other things can be at hand as well. They are immediate. They are something you will do right now. Everyone is excited about the wedding at hand. We're all going to a wedding. It's starting pretty soon. We're excited about the wedding at hand.
Ah, that is another great way to use that phrase, something at hand. And there is another phrase here in this sentence that Liz would like to tell us about in the grammar gym.
Hi there, friends. Welcome to the grammar gym. My name is Liz. In our article today, we see this sentence. That frees their minds to concentrate on the task at hand. That's our grammar tip sentence, and notice the word freeze. When free is used as a verb, we normally think of letting go, like after the war, the prisoners were freed from prison. But in today's sentence, free means to make something available for another purpose. And in today's sentence, their minds can then concentrate on the task at hand. Let's look at some example sentences. Jan decided to quit her second job. This frees her time to be with her kids more. Or, Benjamin needs to free his schedule before he can say yes to any new commitments. So, give this word a try. Think of something that is now available for other purposes and practice using this word free. And if you'd like to see some more example sentences, then check out today's grammar tip section for more examples. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time. Bye.
Thank you, Liz. Well, we're continuing to learn here about to-do lists. We see a but here. It says, but writing a to-do list doesn't guarantee success. So, of course, to-do lists can be helpful, but they won't guarantee a success. Maybe you won't necessarily be successful.
That's right. And we read that this technique has several limitations. And let's look at that word from the word bank. Limitation. That means that it has some limits to it. It cannot, it has some weak points that make it less effective. So it has a limitation.
That's right. What are other things in life that have limitations? Well, you're learning a new language, right? You're learning English. Of course, if you just stick to reading books, that will help you improve, but that has its limitations. You also need to get out and practice speaking your English. So different things can have limitations.
That's right. And we find our first limitation right here. It says, problem. A long list of tasks that need to be done can be overwhelming. And I think that's very true. It can be overwhelming. Another word from the word bank. What is it if something is overwhelming, Gabe?
Well, if you feel overwhelmed, if something is overwhelming, that means it is deeply affecting your emotions. Maybe it's too much to handle. Mm-hmm. So it's overwhelming. And I just used an adjective, overwhelmed. O-V-E-R-W-H-E-L-M-E-D. People often say, I'm so overwhelmed right now, or I feel overwhelmed because things are so overwhelming.
That's right. So maybe you have so much work to do. You have projects and homework and all of these things. It can be very overwhelming. And a to-do list with many tasks on it could also be overwhelming. When faced with too many choices, people may find it difficult to do anything.
Well, I agree with that, Carolyn. When I walk into a restaurant and the menu has so many things on it, I just want to go to a different restaurant where the menu is simpler.
Well, that could be one thing, but this is a to-do list and there is a solution for this problem. Prioritize the items on the list and start with the most important tasks.
All right. Well, we have a very important task that we need to do right now, and that is, yes, let me check my to-do list. Good. We're going to visit Michelle in the language lab.
Okay, 继续我们看的是 concentrate 这个动词。Concentrate 是指集中或者是注意。如果要说明专注在哪一个事物上的话，是用 on 这个介系词。例如 Rita decided to concentrate on her career. Rita 决定要把所有的精力都集中在事业上。它的名词是 concentration, C-O-N-C-E-N-T-R-A-T-I-O-N. 例如 driving requires constant concentration. 驾驶需要持续的集中精神。所以我们看的是 overwhelming 这个形容词，注意它原来是 overwhelm, 使不知所措或难以承受这个动词的现在分词。当形容词是指令人无法消受的或者是势不可挡的。例如 ,the overwhelming success almost ruined the teenage star, 令人无法消受的成功几乎毁掉这个青少年明星。或者是 ,the team celebrated their overwhelming victory with their coach, 这支球队和教练一起庆祝他们压倒性的胜利。And now let's get ready to learn more from our teachers.
Today we've been talking a little bit about to-do lists and how you might feel overwhelmed or having a long to-do list can be overwhelming. Gabe, do you ever feel this way?
I feel overwhelmed sometimes, but it's usually because I'm thinking about all the things I need to do in my life at one time. I feel less overwhelmed when I'm just focusing on one task at a time.
Ah, so you need to prioritize、mm-hmm. your tasks. Well, I hope that you prioritize your tasks as well, and join us again tomorrow right here on Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then.